Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Jeff Goodman from Stadium. Hey, Jeff, good morning. How are you?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Doing well. We've had a back and forth here on whether Danny Ainge gets an A or an F. The room seems to be divided. What do you think?
Probably somewhere in between. I think a lot of people would like him to swing and make a huge move, and I'll be able to deal Gordon Hayward. I think ultimately that still can be in play here. You know, that's not over. I think what he did was address a major need. With a coach that lets anybody jack threes. He brought in a guy that's an accomplished three-point shooter from the outset, right? Like Jason Tatum, when he got to Boston, was not a good three-point shooter. Jaylen Brown is a streaky three-point shooter. Daniel Tice should not be allowed to shoot threes, in my opinion. Marcus Smart, not a great three-point. This kid, Aaron Nesmith, is lights out from three. I mean, he's the best three-point shooter probably in this draft. Maybe not the best overall 3-and-D guy. I give that to Devin Vassell, who went a few spots ahead of him from Florida State. But Nesmith has size. He can shoot the hell out of the basketball. So when he lets it fly, I'm not going to be kind of, squinting my eyes saying, oh, man, why is Brad letting him shoot it?
Yeah, I mean, Wiggy's all over him. But when it comes to a need, it seems like as long as he ends up, Nesmith ends up being what he looks like, that Danny Ainge took care of that.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is this kid, I think, again, if you look at his impact on winning last year, okay, he only played, 14 games. They were 8-6 with him. They were terrible. Vandy stunk. I mean, the program stinks right now. 8-6 with him, 3-15 without him. Like, that says something, too, that he impacts winning. I don't think he's going to come out of the gates, and obviously he's not going to be a starter on this team, but if you put him on the floor to space it with a Tatum, a Jaylen Brown, a Kemba, and somebody else, I just think you put him in the corner and guys can't leave him eventually. Is it going to happen from day one? Maybe not. There's always a little bit of an adjustment going from the college three-point line to the NBA three-point line. But again, this is a kid who can shoot the basketball. The Celtics don't have anybody else like that. That again, is just a dead-eye shooter.
Jeff, but when you look at the NBA and the way it's built now, aren't championship teams built with at least two superstars? And when I look at the Celtics, I mean, I think Tatum's headed in that direction. He's not there yet, but that's why I was
he's
all
there.
Over.
He's there.
Yeah,
he's there, Wiggy. He's there.
The problem I have with Tatum is sometimes he'll disappear, and he's not there in the sense of like a James Harden where night in and night out you're getting 30-plus points from this guy, and I just feel like Tatum with a Harden, now you have a championship-caliber team you could build around.
So you want him to get Harden. I mean, I just – listen, the whole dynamic changes if you get a James Harden. What do you have to give up for him? And again, I think Tatum's 22. When James Harden was 22, he wasn't where Jason Tatum is right now. Trust me, he wasn't. Tatum's getting better and better. I think he'll be a top 5 player in the NBA in 2 or 3 years. Is he there today? You're right. He's a little bit inconsistent because he's 22 years old. He's also a little inconsistent because he's had a point guard that either has been hurt or doesn't look nearly as good as we thought he would look in Kemba Walker, especially in the playoffs. He's had a Gordon Hayward who, again, isn't what we thought he'd be. He was better last year for the most part, but then in the bubble, when he came back, obviously he had had a long layoff. So, I think Tatum is your star. I think he's capable of being the number one guy on a team that can contend for an NBA title. I think the bigger key is can you deal Gordon Hayward and get something back that you're not worried about his health? Because right now you're worried about Gordon Hayward and Kemba Walker's health.
And that's what you're hearing. That's what you're hearing is going on, is that Danny's trying to deal him, not that they're working on a new deal.
Yeah, and he should be trying to deal him if he can. But again, don't give him up for not pennies on the dollar. But you know the problem with all these is when you're the GM and you have a guy like Gordon Hayward, your value of him generally is higher than maybe somebody else's. Especially with Danny, he doesn't want to give anybody away. But I think if you can get younger with Gordon Hayward, yet still get an accomplished player. And the great thing is you've got two versatile wings in Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And if you keep Kemba, you got that point guard spot. So you could still, there's still a lot of guys you can get. You're not pigeonholed to try to get one specific player that's going to fit in. You can go big. You can go another wing, even if you want to. So I think they accomplish a goal here. In the draft, I still think you need another veteran scorer somehow off that bench. You got to try to get somebody that can come off the bench with that second unit who is just wired to score the ball.
Now, Anthony Davis declined, I believe. I thought it was his player option. Any chance that the Celtics, I know there was some talks before that
zero.
Danny. Zero?
Zero. Less than zero. Whatever
really?
Zero is. Try to take less than zero.
Jeez. Even though Danny had that relationship with him as far as trying to trade for him when he was down in New Orleans, there's no chance that you can maybe get a guy like that?
There's no way in hell that LeBron James and Rich Paul let Anthony Davis go anywhere. He will be back with the Lakers. Take that to the bank. There's no chance Anthony Davis goes anywhere else. He wants to win. Listen, Anthony Davis was losing a lot in New Orleans. He just won a title. He's not going anywhere. He wants to win multiple titles. As long as LeBron doesn't break down, they're going to have a chance again, especially now with the Klay Thompson news. I mean, I thought Golden State, with Klay back, with Steph back, you add James Wiseman, the number two pick, to a team that also has Draymond Green and Andrew Wiggins. I thought, honestly, you might have been able to put Golden State back in the driver's seat as the favorite to win it all again this year. But if Klay Thompson is like many people fear around the Golden State organization, if he's done with the Achilles injury, that puts the Lakers back as the clear favorite, I think.
Jeff, why is it that Danny Ainge, who's been in this position with the Celtics since 2003, with one title, hasn't been back to the finals in a decade, why does it seem like he gets a pass when the Red Sox go through GMs who've won World Series? Belichick, even this year, is getting a relative hard time after letting go of Brady with six rings. Why does Danny get a pass from the people that cover the team?
I think part of it is he's likable, and part of it is they've been pretty consistent in the playoffs now for how many years? I mean, I think it's honestly, right, 1 year they didn't make it in 2014. Other than that, they've been in it every year. They've been now in the Eastern Conference Finals three of the last 4 years. So, some of it is a little bit luck. I mean, again, you're holding against them, the bubble this year, Hayward gets hurt. I still say if Gordon Hayward doesn't get hurt, they play in the NBA Finals. Now, are they beating LeBron and Anthony Davis? Probably not. But I think they're there instead of Miami because I think they split those first couple games when Hayward was out, and he just didn't look himself when he came back, and he wasn't. So I think there's some luck involved, too. I mean, listen, the roster that Brad Stevens took early on in his tenure, the one with Isaiah Thomas as the best player to the Eastern Conference Finals, that was a ridiculous job to me by Brad Stevens. Ridiculous coaching job.
Wiggy and Curtis are going to lose their mind now that you say that because they want Brad Stevens run out of town.
Yeah, that's insane. Insane to me. It, absolutely crazy. Give him, guys, give him a normal year with these guys without injuries, and let's see what he can do. I still think he can take this team to the NBA Finals. Can he win it? I don't know. I mean, again, Gordon Hayward's not the Gordon Hayward that we got, right? He's not. Jaylen Brown is a good player. I think a lot of people overrate Jaylen Brown. I think he's great in transition. Mm-hmm. But, again, he's not a great three-point shooter. He's streaky as hell. And when you're talking about in the half court, he still needs to work on his decision-making. I don't put Jaylen Brown anywhere close to Jason Tatum.
And that's my point. So when you look at this Celtics team, you have one potential superstar on the rise. You're not going to be able to, in my opinion, win an NBA championship based on just having one superstar, because it's shown over the last 10 years you need at least two superstars to win. And I just feel like the Celtics need to do something to get that player to play alongside Jason Tatum.
No, completely. And again, their big free agents were what? Gordon Hayward, who's the fourth option right now because of the injuries. Probably would have been the good second option if he hadn't gotten hurt. And Al Horford, you know, which the problem is these teams, again, the Celtics being one of them, people have kind of a false illusion of what the Celtics can get in free agency. They're not the Lakers. They're not even Miami in a sense that, you know, guys want to play down in Miami because of the weather, because of the taxes, all those things. The elite players don't want to play in Boston. They just don't. They're going to team up and they're going to go to L.A. like Kawhi did. They're going to go to the Lakers like LeBron did, or Miami like LeBron did years ago. They're not coming to Boston. So you've got to build this thing differently and get a little bit of luck. I mean, Golden State did it with Steph and Clay and Draymond. They hit it right. I mean, not everybody can do that.
And is there really not a lot of interest in Kemba?
I think there's interest, but I think a lot of teams already have good point guards. And now you've got Russell Westbrook on the market. And Kemba, he looks small. And if you're watching Kemba and you're an NBA GM last in the playoffs, in the bubble, you're saying to yourself, am I really trading for him in that contract? 34, 36, 37 million a year? Probably not. Because, again, he did. He looked small. He didn't look nearly as effective as you thought he would look trying to get into that Miami zone.
Hey, Jeff, what do you think about the front court names that have been thrown around for Celtics help? Tristan Thompson, Dwight Howard, Steven Adams. Do they have a chance at any of those guys?
Oh, man, I hope Dwight Howard isn't real. I hope. I mean, nobody wants that. Nobody wants Dwight Howard in the locker room. Nobody. Trust me. Especially Brad Stevens. Like, he got rid of Kyrie. Don't do this to poor Brad. Like, Brad's sleeping well right now. And if you got to go from, you know, at least he's got a good locker room right now for the most part. I like Tristan. I do. I mean, he's a veteran. He's a live body. He rebounds. He kind of knows his role, what he does well, what he doesn't. Again, it just depends on money, what you're going to be able to get. You know, I heard Miles Turner part of the trade. I've heard that name. I like Miles Turner. I don't know if he makes you that much better. He's bigger. He's longer. He's more of a shot blocker than Daniel Tice. But again, is he worth the 17 or so million I think that he's getting right now? I don't know. I mean, I would try to trade Gordon Hayward. I'm just afraid Gordon Hayward every year we're going to deal with some sort of injury.
Jeff, if you're telling me that a lot of free agents don't want to come here based on like Miami with the weather and L.A. being L.A., so what type of concern should I have for a guy like Jason Tatum if he can't get guys to come play with him? Who's to say he doesn't go somewhere else and play with another player?
I think he might eventually if he's not winning. But he loves it in Boston right now. He's young. He's a star. I think ultimately all these players are going elsewhere. Like LeBron obviously teamed up in Miami because it was Cleveland. He knew he wasn't getting big-time free agents. Cleveland's Cleveland, right? You took him as far as you could. I think some of these other guys, you know, again, Jimmy Butler, isn't at the level. Like, Jason Tatum's going to get to a level where I think some guys are going to want to play with him. Not yet. Nobody's saying, I want to play with Jason Tatum today. They're not in that position where they're a destination for a really, really good player to win a title. Maybe they get there in a few years if they keep this core together. But again, I think you can build around Jason Tatum. You're going to max him out every single time you can and sign him to a long-term deal because, to me, again, Jason Tatum is one of the safest bets in the NBA right now.
What about this? Do the Celtics have whatever it is, minor interest in Rondo coming back?
I mean, again, he's better. Okay, listen, I was not a huge Rondo guy because every coach did not like coaching Rondo because he thinks he's smarter than everybody, and he might be. But ultimately, I think Rondo, me talking to a lot of the young guys in the league that have played with him over the last few years, they really like him. They feel like he's matured, maybe because he accepts a role a little bit more. Yeah, he'd be a good, if you can get him on the cheap, he'd be great because if Kemba is hurt, you don't want to put Peyton Pritchard, the rookie they just took late in the first round out of Oregon. I love the kid, but you don't want to put him in the fire right away because you're playing for, again, you're hoping to get to the NBA Finals this year. You'd love a veteran like Rondo if that's what Brad Stevens wants. And that's the key, right? What does Brad Stevens want in that locker room? Is Rondo, I think Rondo's changed enough that you could maybe bring him back and he'd be great in that role. But they got to decide that, Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens.
All right, Jeff. Well, Danny Ainge gets a good grade from you, not from Curtis or from Wiggy, but Ken agrees.
I'll give him a B.
A B.
Yeah, I give him a B on last night. I think he got a need. He did the best he could given the circumstances. I would have loved the kid Devin Vassell. I would have loved to move up a couple spots from 14 to 11 and take him, because he's better defensively as well. But Neesmith will help you, and Peyton Pritchard's solid where they got him.
Well, Jeff, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving with your family members, your household members only, and be in bed by 9:30 or whatever the curfew is here in Massachusetts. 10 o'clock.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. I'll do my best. Right. I'll do my best. I might be at the Mohegan Sun watching college basketball games, so I'm not sure I'll adhere to those rules.
I mean, they do have the plexiglass set up at the table, so you should be a-okay down there. Enjoy it, and we'll
that's talk, right. We'll I can play some blackjack, watch some college hoops. It'd be good. Good turkey day, right?
Yeah, fantastic. All right, there's Jeff Goodman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.